Young playwright Barton Fink is having a conversation with his agent, Garland Stanford. Garland.
We have to talk a little business. I've just been on the phone to Los Angeles. Barton, Capital Pictures wants to put you under contract. They've offered you $1,000 a week. I think I can get them to go as high as two.
Barton.
To do what?
Garland.
What do you do for a living?
Barton.
I'm not sure anymore. I guess I try to make a difference.
Garland.
Fair enough. No pressure here, Barton, because I respect you, but let me point out a couple of things. One, here you make a difference to 550 people a night if the show sells out. 85 million people go to the pictures every week.
Barton.
To see Pap.
Garland.
Yes, generally, to see Pap. However, point number two, a brief tenure in Hollywood could support you through the writing of any number of plays.
Barton.
I don't know, Garland. My place is here right now. I feel I'm on the brink of success.
Garland.
I'd say you're already enjoying some.
Barton leans earnestly forward. Barton.
No, Garland, don't you see? Not the kind of success where the critics fawn over you or the producers like Derek make a lot of money. No, a real success. The success we've been dreaming about. The creation of a new, living theater of, about, and for the common man. If I ran off to Hollywood now, I'd be making money, going to parties, meeting the big shots, sure, but I'd be cutting myself off from the wellspring of that success, from the common man.
He leans back and chuckles ruefully. Barton.
I guess I'm spouting off again, but I'm certain of this, Garland. I'm capable of more good work, maybe better work than I did in choirs. It just doesn't seem to me that Los Angeles is the place to lead the life of mine.
Joel and Ethan Cohen, Barton Fink, 1991.